Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
There's a story. You love this story, don't you? You love this college football story.
I just think it's, once again, where everything sits in college football and how one singular fight that the NCAA did tooth and nail, instead of coming up with a plan, bites them in the rear end again. Like, and we're talking Nico Iamaleava and the idea, and him telling Tennessee that he is going to go away from there because he wants more money at NIL. He has now, it has been reported that he's heading to UCLA.
But it's not a done deal. It was not what I read this morning. Yeah, it's not a done deal.
It's being reported that he may head to UCLA, finding the money that he's looking for. Tennessee, Josh Heupel basically stepped out and said, hey, you go, you're not a part of what we're doing here. He sat out the spring game.
All right, so stop for this point. Oh, not only sat out, I'll tell you in a second here. I'm wondering what you think of this story. And so let me just chime in on that. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We're wondering what you think of this story. Should the finger be pointed at the player or the NCAA? In fact, he was so scratched from the Tennessee program that he wasn't even in the program.
What, they got rid of every single jersey that had his number on it and all that kind of stuff in the pro shop too?
Well, they took away, they took him out of the team shop, and then they went back and showed highlight reels from the season before without him. They took him out of everything.
The problem with this,
at least that's what I read. He may have snuck into a couple shots, who knows. But
this feels like one of those where everybody is going to go to Nico and is going to say, you're the problem. Because you're greedy, and you want more money, and you want this, and you want that. And then another chunk is going to go to Tennessee and go, you're cheap. You should compensate this guy because he makes our team better. And in reality, the anger should be pointed at one place and one place only, and it's the NCAA.
Okay, why do you say that? Why should we be pointing the finger at the NCAA
because
and not the player?
4 years ago, when you were in Congress, and Congress was doing nothing but essentially grandstanding, asking you questions that didn't go anywhere and dunking on you periodically so that they could get their social media hits. You didn't do what you should have done, which was realize the writing on the wall that name, image, and likeness was going to be legalized and that it was going to happen through Congress no matter how much you fought, and you came up with a plan. Instead, you were blindsided by this, or acted like you were blindsided, even though we all knew this was coming. You were blindsided by it. You put in no rules. You put in no regulations. You didn't put in any contracts. You didn't do anything like that. You basically just decided, oh no, this is legal now? Oh, we didn't see it coming. Oh, the horror, the humanity, the terror. Oh, and just let it be the wild, wild west instead of sitting down and going, all right, this is how we're going to do this. These guys are going to be compensated for this and this. Let's see if we can work in a salary cap. Let's see if we can work in guaranteed contracts. Let's see if we can work in all of these different things to prevent it from happening. The problem is I can't yell at somebody and be angry at someone for operating in a system of no rules. Just because you don't like morally what they're going about, well, there's no rules. There's nothing to stop this. So yelling at someone for exploiting the system is pointless instead of yelling at someone for the system itself. And that's what ticks me off. And that's why the NCAA is at fault more than anybody else.
All right, I'm just trying to digest everything you just said. I'm wondering if you were one of the Power 5 four schools, right, or while this stuff is going on.
4+2.
Yeah. If you were one of them, didn't you kind of want this to go this way? That it would be the Wild Wild West? Because let's be honest, the Wild Wild West has existed for years. The difference is it was behind a closed door. And they were like, yeah, you could get in trouble for this if we get caught.
Well, but they didn't have the portal aspect of it. They had the, you know,
and by
I know
the
we
way,
could point to the great aunt and dialysis and all of those kind of
by
things.
By the way, the college football playoff makes $1.3 billion every year on a $7.8 billion six-year deal.
Yeah. This is why if you have a problem with this situation, don't yell at the kid. Don't yell at his father. Heck, don't even yell at Tennessee.
How much is he going to end up getting? What's he going to end up making at UCLA? Is he going to get $4 million?
There was talk initially that he may have had to take a pay cut because he was coming into this thing late. Who knows? I have no idea. I'm sure it will come out and they will say how much money he's making. And if it's a pay raise from where he was, good on him. Because that's the rules. That's what you can do. There are no punishments for the transfer portal. There are no punishments to do this. There are no regulations for any of this. So heck yeah, you could just hop into portal and go do what you want. Because you're just playing the game. If you don't like the results of the game, you need to change the game. That's the problem that I have with all of this and people screaming about him. It's not his fault. It's the NCAA's fault for going, this happened. I don't know what to do. Well, let's just do nothing.
I didn't see it coming.
Right. Oh, he didn't see this coming. What do you mean he didn't see this coming? We knew this was coming. We could have told you that from Jump Street. And frankly, I wanted it to happen because I think it's more fun because I think what you're witnessing is the transfer portal and NIL is spreading the talent out to where you want it. So then that way you don't have these super teams. You have these guys who are sitting there and going, well, wait, I'm not playing. I'm not getting what I want here. Let me hop in the portal and go somewhere that's going to get me what I want. Like, there's so many other aspects to this that's great. And so if you're Tennessee, you're ticked. If you're a Tennessee fan, you're grumpy about it. You should be. But don't blame him. Blame the NCAA. I mean, it's back to that whole thing, not to go full-blown otter, but like you're not coming at the fraternity system. You're coming at the United States of America. That's really what this is. It's like, put some regulations in. The NCAA needs to get a governing body on these things. They
who,
need to put
the
in-
why? I mean, look, the governing body is the reason they're in this mess in the first place.
Right.
By the way, this is, and we're going to go to break, this is where my argument about how can they constrict the number of years someone can be a college athlete? How can they do that?
Oh, don't do this now.
This is my argument. I'm just like, if you're going to let all this other stuff happen, why are they restricting the number of years? If you are a student at a school, why are you not allowed to participate? Why should it have to be, well, after you graduate, or you can have 5 years to play six years? Just if you go to school there and you pay your dues, or they want to pay you to be there, why shouldn't you be able to stay forever? I don't understand it. We'll argue it later. It's that hypothetical.
But again, it's that whole thing of you need to sit down and you need to put together, unless you love this.
Who? Bring it up after the break. Who? Who's going to put it together? That's my question. Because the NCAA doesn't look like it's the governing body that it once was at one point.